Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the DDP. It's an honor and a privilege to be speaking to you today, to minister to you from the Word, and I minister grace and peace into your life. Pray that favor is following you everywhere that you go. Whoever that you are today, we are believing for good things, great things, in the realm of the Spirit for you today as they manifest themselves in the realm of the natural. I'm reading from the 9th chapter of Hebrews. We've dealt with the 27th verse. It is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment. And then the 28th verse, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. And I think that takes care of the interpretation of the 27th verse. But there's another sentence that's in that 28th verse I want to deal with. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. That last half of verse 28 sounds like that it means the second coming of the Lord Jesus, but I think it has very little to do with a physical appearing of Jesus. That would only include those who eagerly wait for him. Instead, the eager anticipation of his arrival needs to be viewed as a revelation of Jesus in our heart, where he is going to indeed make an appearance in our lives. So for those who are looking for a revelation of Jesus in their lives, he is going to make an appearance in their life, and he's going to do something very specific, but he's also not going to do something very specific. Let's see what it is. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. So the appearance that Jesus is going to make in your life is not going to be to deal with sin. And the reason it's not going to deal with sin is because the 27th verse says it's already been dealt with. He dealt with your sin by bearing the sins of many in his offering on the cross. That was his birth, death, burial, and resurrection, and ascension. When he makes an appearance in your heart, he's there to deal with your salvation. And so I would like to say this, when Jesus, through the agency of the Holy Spirit, begins to deal in the heart of man, he is not dealing with sin. He is dealing with salvation. In John 16, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Reprove is the same word we use as convict. He will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Listen to that. The Holy Spirit will convict the world of their sin, and the sin will be not believing on Jesus. And he'll convict the church of their righteousness, because I go to my Father and the church doesn't see me anymore. You don't see me anymore. I'm saying you, because he was talking to his disciples. When he was talking about sin, he was talking about the world. When he was talking about righteousness, he was talking about his disciples. So the Holy Spirit is really only dealing with the sin of unbelief, because everything else has been covered by the finished work of Jesus. And so believing on Jesus is the foundation of new covenant believing. It's the foundation of what is demanded, required under the new covenant. When the Holy Spirit makes an appearance in your heart, it's not to deal with your sins. Now, I believe that as you learn who you are in Christ, you're going to want your fruit to match up with your root. So, and it'll happen naturally. As your root becomes in Jesus, your fruits are going to become the fruits of the Spirit. They're not. It's going to happen without your control. You're going to see kindness and gentleness and love and meekness and patience and temperance. They're going to come out of you. They have to, because the root is healthy. So it's not about stop producing this, start producing this. It's about getting the root right. And when that happens, everything else will fall into line. Let's deal with Christ dealing with with a personal revelation of your salvation tomorrow. It'd be a good place to start. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.